contains the Barron's word list. It is recommended that you listen to it as often as possible, at least 5 times before you take the test, so that you are conversant with all the terms that are there. We begin with A. The first word is abase. A-B-A-S-E. Abase means to make someone, especially oneself, have less self-respect to. That means to make humble. The antonym for abase should be exalt. E-X-A-L-T. Exalt means to raise. So abase is to lower one's dignity. Exalt is to raise one's dignity. The second word is abash. A-B-A-S-H. Abash means to embarrass, to cause to feel uncomfortable or ashamed in the presence of others. Unabashed means shameless. The next word is abate. A-B-A-T-E. Abate means to become less strong or to decrease in strength or to bring to an end. Unabated would be the antonym, which means something that continues and increases in strength probably. Abbreviate is the next word, A-B-B-R-E-V-I-A-T-E. Abbreviate means to shorten. The next word is abdicate, A-B-D-I-C-A-T-E. Abdicate, abdication means to part formally or to give up with a position of honor or power. Abdication. The antonym for abdication will be espouse, E-S-P-O-U-S-E. Espouse means to take up. The next word is aberrant. A-B-R-R-A-N-T. Aberrant means something that is abnormal. An aberration is a sudden change away from the habitual way of thinking or doing. So, antonym for aberration will be regular or usual. Because aberration is something that is unusual, away from the normal. The next word is abet. A-B-E-T. Abet means to encourage or give help to a crime or a criminal. So the antonym for abet will be oppose, O-P-P-O-S-E. The next word is abeyance, A-B-E-Y-A-N-C-E. Abeyance means a state of suspension. The tada has been kept in abeyance for a few years now. The antonym for abeyance will be revival, R-E-V-I-V-A-L. Or on the other hand, the antonym for abeyance can also be confirmation. The next word is abhor. Abhor means strongly dislike. Abhorrence. Abhorrence is the noun form. Abhor is the verb form. The antonym for abhor will be adore. A-D-O-R-E. The next word is abject. Abject means in a miserable condition. In a wretched condition. It's an adjective. An abject poverty. Now the antonym for abject will be honorable. H-O-N-O-U-R-A-B-L-E. Or felicitous, F-E-L-I-C-I-T-O-U-S, would mean enjoying prosperity. The next word is ablution. Ablution would be washing off hands. The next word is abnegation, A-B-N-E-G-A-T-I-O-N. Abnegation is similar to abdication. Abnegate means to give up. To refrain from trying to get things one normally requires. Abnegate, therefore, is similar to abdicate. That means to give up. And the antonym is similar, espouse. The next word is abolish. Abolish is to cancel. And the next word is abominable. A-B-O-M-I-N-A-B-L-E. Abominable means hateful, detesting, detestable. So, abominable is something that is strongly disliked, and the antonym for abominable will be adorable. Abominate is the verb form. The next word is aboriginal. A-B-O-R-I-G-I-N-A-L. Aboriginal means something that is very primitive and very original also. Now we have aborigines living in different parts of the country. These people are primitive people. Now aboriginal can be used both negatively and positively. If used negatively, it means people who are primitive, and therefore the antonym for that will be modern. Aboriginal would be, in the other sense, positively, means something that comes first, the forerunner, the precursor. The next word is abortive. A-B-O-R-T-I-V-E. Abortive means unsuccessful. Something that is an abortive attempt means an attempt that has been unsuccessful. So the
Antonym for abortive will be successful or fruitful. Next word is abrasive. Abrasive means something that abrades or wears away a surface. The next word is abridge. Abridge means to condense. Abrogate is the next word, A-B-R-O-G-A-T-E. Abrogate means to cancel. And it is similar to abolish. Antonym for abrogate will be enact. Abrogating a law means will be canceling or waiving. W-A-I-V-E, wave is to cancel. So the antonym for abrogate is enact, E-N-A-C-T. The next word is abscission, A-B-S-C-I-S-S-I-O-N. Abscission means cutting off of a limb or something. So the antonym for abscission will be an addition or grafting, G-R-A-F-T. Graft means to attach. The next word is abscond, A-B-S-C-O-N-D. Abscond is to depart secretly. Absolute, A-B-S-O-L-U-T-E. Absolute means final, the ultimate, or unconditional. It can also be categorical, C-A-T-E-G-O-R-I-C-A-L. Categorical means unconditional, and therefore it means absolute. A categorical denial. Kapil Dev gave a categorical denial, which means that without any conditions, he says that he has nothing to do with the whole thing. The next word is absolve, A-B-S-O-L-V-E, absolve. When you absolve someone, you pardon him, you excuse him. Synonyms for absolve will be countenance, C-O-U-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E, exculpate, E-X-C-U-L-P-A-T-E, exculpate also means absolve. So the antonym for absolve will be convict, C-O-N-V-I-C-T is the antonym for absolve. Another antonym for absolve will be indict, I-N-D-I-C-T. In indict, the C is not pronounced, so it is indict or indictment. Next word is abstain, A-B-S-T-A-I-N. Abstain means to give up, abstain from smoking. Abstemious, A-B-S-T-E-M-I-O-U-S. Abstemious means sparing. A person who is abstemious does not indulge in sensual pleasures. He does not drink too much or eat too much or sleep too much. Such people are abstemious. So antonym for abstemious will be indulging. The next word is abstinence, A-B-S-T-I-N-E-N-C. Abstinence also means abstaining, not partaking in sense pleasures. The next word is abstract. Abstract has two meanings. Abstract in one sense means something which cannot be sensed easily. And the antonym for abstract is concrete, C-O-N-C-R-E-T. Now the other meaning for abstract will be a condensation or a summary. In most of our reports, the first chapter usually is an abstract of the entire report. That means a summary. The next word is abstruse, A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E. Abstruse means something that is very complicated or difficult to understand. An abstruse text, an abstruse passage will be very difficult to understand. Synonyms for abstruse include recondite, R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. The antonym for abstruse, therefore, will be simple, easy to understand. The next word is abusive, A-B-U-S-I-V-E. Abusive, as you know, is abusive. That means heaping infamy or abusing somebody. The next word is abut, A-B-U-T. Abut means by the side of, abutting. Synonyms for abut include contiguous, C-O-N-T-I-G-U-O-U-S, or juxtaposed, J-U-X-T-A-P-O-S-E-D, juxtaposed, abutting, adjacent, all being the same, abut, adjacent, juxtaposed, and contiguous, C-O-N-T-I-G-U-O-U-S, all mean something, things which are placed side by side. The next word is abysmal, A-B-Y-S-M-A-L, abysmal means bottomless, or a very miserable performance. An abysmal performance is a miserable performance of very poor quality. Now an abyss, A-B-Y-S-S, is a deep trench or a deep pit. The next word is academic. Academic means scholarly, A-C-A-D-E-M-I-C. Academic also means something to do with learning. And in fact, academic can be used negatively. It can mean something that is not of practical relevance.
So the antonym for academic can be practical.
The next word is accede. A-C-C-E-D-E. Accede means to take office or become a monarch. Or accede also means to agree. The next word is accelerate, which means to increase in speed. Antonym for accelerate will be decelerate. D-E-C-E-L-E-R-A-T-E. Decelerate. The next word is accessible. A-C-C-E-S-S-I-B-L-E. Accessible means available or approachable. A person who is accessible is easy to meet. A place that is accessible is easy to go to. Inaccessible means a place which you cannot reach. A mountain peak may be inaccessible. The next word is accessory. A-C-C-E-S-S-O-R-Y. Accessory means an addition. A spare part or something that can be additionally used is an accessory. The next word is accretion. A-C-C-R-E-T-I-O-N. Accretion means addition. The interest accrues. Accrue, A-C-R-U-E, also means addition. Accretion also means increase. So the antonym for accretion and accrue will be decrease. The next word is accord. A-C-C-O-R-D. Accord means agreement. The next word is accost. A-C-C-O-S-T. Accost means to approach and talk to. He was accosted by a stranger. The next word is acclimate. A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E. Acclimate means to adjust to the climate. That means become conversant. Acclimate oneself. Adjust oneself. Acclivity is the next word. A-C-C-L-I-V-I-T-Y. Acclivity means the upslope or the upward incline. The antonym for acclivity is declivity. D-E-C-L-I-V-I-T-Y. Declivity is downward slope. The next word is accolades. A-C-C-O-L-A-D-E-S. Virendra Sehwag received a number of accolades for his wonderful batting against New Zealand. Accolade means praise. The next word is accommodate. A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T-E. Accommodate means to give accommodation. Accommodate also means to include or accept. The next word is accomplice. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-C-E. An accomplice is a partner in crime. A confederate. C-O-N-F-E-D-E-R-A-T-E. A confederate is also not necessarily an accomplice, but a confederate may be an ally. He can also be an accomplice. The next word is accouter. A-C-C-O-U-T-R-E. Accouter means to equip. Accouterments are equipments. The spelling of accouterments is A-C-C-O-U-T-R-E-M-E-N-T-S. Accouterments. Other words for accouterments are paraphernalia. P-A-R-A-P-H-R-E-N-A-L-I-A. Paraphernalia. The next word is acerbity. A-C-E-R-B-I-T-Y. Acerbity means sharpness or bitterness or cutting. Something that is cutting. Acerbity. An acerbic comment is cutting. The next word is ascetic. A-C-E-T-I-C. Ascetic also means the same as acerbic. Something that is cutting. It is different from A-S-C-E-T-I-C. That is, ascetic would mean a person who does not enjoy life, who lives a very sparing and Spartan life. This is ascetic. Acetic acid is otherwise known as vinegar. So ascetic means ascetic or cutting or acerbic. Acidulous is a synonym for that. A-C-I-D-U-L-O-U-S. Acidulous. That means like an acid. That's cutting. An acidulous comment. The next word is acknowledge. A-C-K-N-O-W. L-E-D-G-E. Acknowledge means to accept or to take cognizance of. We acknowledge that you are the best batsman. That means we accept. Antonym for acknowledge will be to deny. The next word is acme. A-C-M-E. Acme means the highest point. In other words, it is the zenith. Z-E-N-I-T-H. Or the peak. P-E-A-K. Peak or the summit, S-U-M-M-I-T. The antonym for acme will be nadir, N-A-D-I-R. Nadir means the lowest point.
The next word is acoustics. A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C-S. Acoustics means the science of study of sound. Something to do with sound is acoustics. The acoustics in this hall are very good. That means the arrangement or the architecture is such that the sound is easily heard. The next word is acquiesce. A-C-Q-U-I-E-S-E. Acquiesce means to agree. Acquittal. A-C-Q-U-I-T-T-A-L. Acquittal means release. When you acquit somebody, he's excused or released from prison. Acrid is the next word. Acrid means shut. A-C-R-I-D. An acrid comment. An acrid statement is a sharp and cutting statement which is similar to acerbity, ascetic, and acidulous. Acrimonious. A-C-R-I-M-O-N-I-O-U-S. Acrimonious are also hostile comments. Acrimonious comments.
Acrophobia. Acrophobia means fear of heights. Agoraphobia, on the other hand, means fear of open spaces. And the antonym for agoraphobia is claustrophobia.
U-S-T-R-O-P-H-O-V-I-A. Claustrophobia is fear of closed spaces. The next word is actuarial. A-C-T-U-A-R-I-A-L. Actuarial is something pertaining to calculation of insurance statistics. Pertaining to insurance statistics. A person who does this job is in an actuarial job. The next word is actuate. A-C-T-U-A-T-E. Actuate means to start, motivate, drive, put something into action. The next word is acuity. Mental acuity, visual acuity would mean mental keenness or visual keenness. A-C-U-I-T-Y. Acuity means keenness. The antonym for acuity will be obtusity. O-B-T-U-S-I-T-Y. Obtuse means dull. The next word is acumen. A-C-U-M-E-N. Acumen means intelligence or skill. Business acumen. That means business skill. Acute. A-C-U-T-E. Acute means sharp. The next word is adage. A-D-A-G-E. Adage means a proverb or a saying. A saw. S-A-W. A saw is a proverb or an adage. Other words for adage are maxim. M-A-X-I-M. Maxim. Or apothem. A-P-O-T-H-E-G-M. Apothem. So the synonyms for adage are maxim, apothem, and saw. S-A-W. Which all mean a proverb. Adamant is the next word, which means stubborn. A-D-A-M-A-N-T. An adamant person is very stubborn. He is not amenable. Antonym for adamant will be amenable. A-M-E-N-A-B-L-E. Amenable means pliable, flexible, controllable. An adamant person is never flexible, never controllable. The next word is adapt. A-D-A-P-T. Adapt means something similar to acclimate. A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E, we discussed that earlier. Adapt means acclimate or adjust oneself to. It is different from adopt. A-D-O-P-T, adopting a child is taking up. The next word is addendum. A-D-D-E-N-D-U-M. Addendum means an addition, an appendix to a book. The next word is addle. A-D-D-L-E. Addle means muddled. Or becoming crazy or confused. Addle, muddle, M-U-D-D-L-E, fuddle, F-U-D-D-L-E, fuddle, all mean the same. The next word is address. Address means direct a speech to, deal with a problem. Addressing a problem means dealing with a problem or discussing. The next word is adept. Adept means a person who is expert at something. He is adept at the fine art of imitating people. The next word is adherent. Adherent, A-D-H-E-R-E-N-T. Adherent means a supporter or a follower. The next word is adjacent, which means adjoining. Adjuration, A-D-J-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. Adjuration means solemn urging. That means requesting somebody constantly. An adjutant, A-D-J-U-T-A-N-T, is the next word, which means an assistant. An adjutant. A-D-J-U-T-A-N-T. A synonym for adjutant is factotum. F-A-C-T-O. Factotum. T-U-M. Factotum means an adjutant or an all-purpose assistant. The next word is adroit, which means very skilled. Advent. A-D-V-E-N-T. Advent means arrival. We were unaware of the advent of the recession. We were unaware of the advent of the recession, which means we were not aware of the arrival of the recession. Adventitious means accidental. Adventitious means accidental or casual. Adversity is the next word, which means hardship or misfortune, poverty. Adversity is a situation of hardship. The next word is advocacy. Advocacy means support. An advocate supports, so advocacy means supporting something. A synonym for advocacy would be apologist. I mean, in the sense, an apologist is a person who supports something. So he advocates something. Aegis. A-E-G-I-S. Aegis means a shield. Aegis means a defense. Or under the aegis of someone. Under the aegis of the university. That means under the protection. Airi is the next word. Airi, A-E-R-I-E. Or spelt E-Y-R-I-E also. Which means the nest of an eagle. The next word is affable, which means friendly. A-F-F-A-B-L-E. Affable is friendly. The next word is affliction. A-F-F-L-I-C-T-I-O-N. Affliction means a cause of suffering or a state of distress. Synonyms for affliction are bane, B-A-N-E, bane. Scourge, S-C-O-U-R-G-E. A scourge also means a whip. S-C-O-U-R-G-E, scourge. Malady, M-A-L-A-D-Y. Malady also is a kind of affliction. Malady means suffering. Malaise, M-A-L-A-I-S-E. Malaise also means suffering. The next word is affront. A-F-F-R-O-N-T, affront means an insult, an offense. He was affronted. That means he was insulted. Agenda. Agenda is the list of items to be discussed in a meeting. An agenda. Agape. Looking agape means open-mouthed. Gaping also means open-mouthed. Agglomeration means a collection or a heap. Aggrandize. A-G-G-R-A-N-D-I-Z-E. Aggrandize means increase in power. Become grand, increase in wealth, rank, honor, position. The next word is agility. Synonym for agility, A-G-I-L-I-T-Y, is nimbleness. N-I-M-B-L-E-N-E-S-S, nimbleness. Supple, S-U-P-P-L-E, suppleness. Or limber, L-I-M-B-E-R. Agile, nimble, supple, limber. All these means very active and flexible. The next word is agnostic. A-G-N-O-S-T-I-C. Agnostic is one who questions the existence of God. Agnostic. A theist does not believe in God. Agnostic questions the existence. He neither takes this position or that. He doesn't say he doesn't believe, but he questions. Agog means highly excited. A-G-O-G. Agrarian. A-G-R-A-R-I-A-N. Agrarian means pertaining to farming, agriculture. Agrarian. Agrarian profession. Agronomy also pertaining to agriculture and soil cultivation. Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y. Alchemy means a medieval chemistry. Alchemists were people who in the medieval ages wanted to transform iron into gold or pyrites into gold. Pyrites is also known as fool's gold. So alchemy means transformation. Alcove, A-L-C-O-V-E. Alcove means a recess or a nook. The next word is alias, A-L-I-A-S. Alias means an assumed name. For example, Kapil Dev alias, the Hurricane, Haryana Hurricane. Haryana Hurricane anyway is not his alias, it is his sobriquet. S-O-B-R-I-Q-U-E-T. Sobriquet means a nickname. Alias is a false name, right? Sobriquet is a nickname. Synonyms for sobriquet include Monica, M-O-N-I-K-E-R. Moniker means a nickname. The next word is alimentary, A-L-I-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y. The alimentary canal is something we studied in biology long back. Alimentary canal means the duct by which food reaches the stomach. So alimentary means something to do with nourishment and food and the digestive tract. Alimony, A-L-I-M-O-N-Y. Alimony means after a divorce, the money that a husband or the former husband is expected to pay the wife, that is called alimony. The next word is allay, A-L-L-A-Y. Allay means to pacify or calm, mitigate. Allaying the fears of the public means mitigating, lessening. Allege, A-L-L-E-G, allege. means state without proof. An allegation is an accusation without any proof. Allegiance, A-L-L-E-G-I-A-N-C-E. Allegiance means loyalty. Allegiance is loyalty. The next word is allegory, A-L-L-E-G-O-R-Y. Allegory means a story in which characters are used as symbols. For example, some people think that Mahabharata is historical, but some think that it is allegorical. That means it is not historical, and it represents something else. That means Mahabharata is taking place within our own mind. The forces of evil and the forces of good keep battling with each other. So that is an allegory. Allegorical means representative. The next word is alloy. Alloy, as we know, is a mixture of metals. But taken metaphorically, alloy means lessen the purity of something. Alloyed. Therefore, unalloyed means pure. Alloyed means impure. Next word is allude. A-L-L-U-D-E. Allude means to make an indirect reference. Allusion. A-L-L-U-S-I-O-N. Allusion means an indirect reference or an oblique reference. Sometimes we use words such as insinuation as a synonym for allusion. I-N-S-I-N-U-A-T-I-O-N. Insinuation. Insinuation basically is a hint, but then you are indirectly referring to something. The next word is alluvial, A-L-L-U-V-I-A-L. Alluvial deposits means pertaining to soil. The next word is altercation, which is a noisy quarrel. Altruistic, A-L-T-R-U-I-S-T-I-C. Altruistic means philanthropic, generous, doing charity, altruism, serving mankind. Amalgamate, A-M-A-L-G-A-M-A-T. Amalgamate means combine, unite. The next word is amass, A-M-A-S-S. Amass is to collect in large quantities, amassing a lot of wealth. Amazon, A-M-A-Z-O-N. Amazon means a female warrior. Ambidextrous, A-M-B-I-D-E-X-T-R-O-U-S. Ambidextrous means capable of using both right and left hand. Now, a person who is right-handed is known as dextral, D-E-X-T-R-A-L, dextral means right-handedness. A person who is left-handed can be known as a southpaw, S-O-U-T-H-P-A-W, southpaw. In boxing, a southpaw means a boxer who uses his left hand more often than the right. A synonym for left-hand is sinistral, S-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-L, sinistral is left-hand. Dextral is right hand. Ambidextrous is capable of using both hands. Now sinister has a different meaning. Sinister means evil. Nefarious, having some evil design. Sinister plans of Pakistan have been exposed. Okay, the next word is ambience. A-M-B-I-E-N-C-E. Ambience means environment or atmosphere. A learning ambience must be created. The next word is ambivalence. A-M-B-I-V-A-L-E-N-C-E. Ambivalence means equivocal. Equivocal means ambiguous. That means having contradictory meanings, double meanings. Amble, A-M-B-L-E. Moving at a slow pace, easy pace. The antonym for amble will be gallop, G-A-L-L-O-P. The next word is ambrosia, A-M-B-R-O-S-I-A. Ambrosia means food for the gods. Manna, M-A-N-N-A, is a synonym. Manna means food for the gods. Nectar, ambrosia. Ambulatory, A-M-B-U-L-A-T-O-R-Y. Ambulatory means able to walk. Antonym for ambulatory will be bedridden, B-E-D-R-I-D-D-E-N, bedridden. Bedridden is a person who is not able to walk. Next word is amenable, A-M-E-N-A-V-L-E. Amenable means easily managed. Oh, the next word is amiss. Amiss means something is amiss, means something is wrong, something is faulty. Faulty. Amorous. Amorous means flirtatious. A-M-O-R-O-U-S. Amorous people are flirtatious. They keep flirting all the time. Amorphous. A-M-O-R-P-H-O-U-S. Means formless, lacking a shape. Morphology means something to do with the study of shapes. Human body. Human morphology. The shape of human body. Amorphous. So having no shape. Amphitheater is an oval building. It's like a stadium. An amphitheater is nothing but a big stadium with an oval building with so many tiers of seats. Benches in an amphitheater are called bleachers. B-L-E-A-C-H-E-R-S. Bleachers are big benches, cheap benches, used for the people in the gallery. The next word is ample. Ample means a large amount. Amok. A-M-O-K. Amok means out of control, in a state of rage. The elephant went amok. Amulet. A-M-U-L-E-T. Amulet means a talisman, a charm, a lucky charm, which people wear around their hands or wrists. The next word is